Hi, how are you?
Yeah, well, thanks. Thanks so much for joining me. Now, quiet hour, what exactly is going to be changing in Coles stores to try and reduce the sensory drive?
So a couple of things we were adjusting in terms of the environment. So we reduced the lights down by 50%. The music goes off completely. We turn off the sort of announcements that they do and make sure that there's no cages and trolleys clinking around anywhere.
This sounds like a pretty exciting prospect, I'd imagine, definitely for a lot of people on the autism spectrum, and probably a lot of other shoppers as well. Now, I understand this was trialled in August in Coles. What kind of feedback did you receive from the participants?
Really overwhelmingly positive feedback, actually. It got a lot bigger than we anticipated. We only did it in two stores for a period of 12 weeks. And the majority of the feedback that we got was that it just made it a much more comfortable environment for people on the autism spectrum, but also parents with autistic children, and also a lot of other disabilities and elderly people, which we weren't expecting, but was a welcome feedback as well. So it was really exciting.
And with this, it's a fantastic initiative about trying to make society more inclusive for, of course, people on the autism spectrum. And as you mentioned, other people with disabilities as well. Do you think that initiatives like this could be becoming a bit more widespread?
Yeah, I hope so. In the UK and the US, it's a huge thing, and they're doing it across cities and across huge shopping centres and lots of different places. And I'm hoping that this is going to be the first big step that Australia takes nationwide, which will hopefully have a knock-on effect with lots of other organisations and lots of public places as well. So fingers crossed.
Mm. If you've just joined us on The Daily this morning, we're speaking with Victoria Houchin, Employment Coordinator for Autism Spectrum Australia, about the introduction of a quiet hour in Coles stores. Now, Victoria, you mentioned alongside the music being cut off and the lights being dimmed down, another one of the factors that they're trying to mitigate is things like trolley noise and announcements. How is this going to change shopping for regular shoppers? And of course, when it comes to making announcements and things like that, the general running of a supermarket?
Well, because it's only an hour over one day per week, they've actually found that they chose, initially we did a survey to find out the hour that would be something that was actually beneficial to the autism community. And one of the hours that was identified was the Tuesday morning 10:30 to 11:30 slot. And luckily, they don't actually have their deliveries in that time frame. So it actually worked out quite well. Obviously, things like emergencies and big safety things, they won't be out. They'll still have to make announcements. But we find that by doing an announcement just before quiet hour commences, just to let everyone know that that's something that's going to be happening and that there won't be any announcements and there won't be kind of pages coming out and that kind of thing. They've actually done it really well and it's run quite smooth, and having a checklist there ready to go for the managers who are at the participating stores has made it work really well.
Mm. And of course, a big factor in this will be other shoppers. Now, as we've seen with the introduction of quiet carriages on the train lines a few years ago, some people are very respectful of these kind of implementations. Some people, not so much. In the trials and in looking to actually officially implement the quiet hour, how did you find that other customers handled a quiet hour?
We actually didn't find any problems with it at all. We've had a few comments over social media and stuff of people saying that, is this going to make it less inclusive for other people, for low sight and things like that. But what we actually found, but by lowering the lights 50%, it sounds quite a lot, but if you actually see it, it's still clearly visible, and people who have actually attended the quiet hour during the trials are the ones we get the positive feedback from. So there was a little bit of apprehension there, but I'm hoping once people actually attend it, they'll be able to see that it's still inclusive for everyone.
And beyond Coles quiet hour, what other initiatives are on the cards for making general life in Australia a little bit more inclusive for people on the autism spectrum? Or what things do you think could or should be implemented?
We've done a few things in the past. We did some work with Taronga Zoo, making their environment a bit more inclusive, some theatres and things like that. But we've got some interest from some larger organisations and some really small organisations. Nothing set in stone yet, but definitely hoping that this will catch on. And the media coverage has been fantastic. So hoping that this is a really good step towards inclusion.
Absolutely. Well, Victoria, thanks so much for joining me this morning to talk about Coles Quiet Hour. It sounds like a fantastic idea and going to be really exciting to see this one roll out in our stores all over the country.
No worries at all. Thanks so much.